The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised." And he said, "Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and also great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. You may be seated. Well, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I know now why it always snows on Easter, because we said the snow word in our gospel. As white as snow. We will see. I'll never forget my first hike in the mountains. In 2007, I took a group of youth to Rainbow Trail Lutheran Outdoor Camp from Bismarck, North Dakota, to the southern range of Colorado. All of us on that trip, from kids to adults, have never hiked in the mountains. We were all from the Great Plains of North Dakota. It was on that trip, I was sitting next to what they call the Lake of the Clouds. Three lakes, beautiful sheer cliffs, mountains, seeing this beautiful country that God has created, where I was hooked. When I returned from that wonderful trip, the senior pastor in my first call asked me about the experience. He said, "Well, what did you think, your first hike in the mountains?" And I said, "I didn't expect to be walking on rocks all the time." And he blurted out, "Well, you were on a mountain." In North Dakota, all of our hiking trails are dirt paths. In the mountain trails we were on, you constantly had to look where each foot must go. I almost got tired of looking down upon the rocks, watching each foot. I mean, often we're walking from boulder to boulder, plotting out your course like a child's art project that follows the numbers to connect the dots, because you have to watch carefully. So today is the resurrection. Today is the gift of the resurrection, and today it would be easy for us to forget about the stones. I mean, today we all know somehow that large stone was moved and the resurrected Jesus walked out. And when Jesus walked out of the tomb that day, he started removing heavy stones, not only in his life, but our lives as well. I mean, each of us this morning holds on to the heavy stone of mortality. I mean, all of us here have experienced that precious and wonderful gift of life that our God has given us, while also holding the tension that at some point our earthly journey will end. And this is why our God went to the cross and walked out of that tomb. That our God rose to give us the hope that when our journey ends here, our journey once again begins. That's the resurrection. That's why all of us are here. That when the heavy stone of mortality comes upon our own bodies, that we have the hope that Jesus will also roll our stone away to give us life. So today we look at the stones. We know their weight, but today God pushes those stones aside and releases us into life. You see, this is why Easter for me sounds and feels like a party, because God has taken away that heavy burden. It's no more. I mean, Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," which means it has been accomplished. That we should have no more fear. We should have no more sadness. We should have only joy and hope. You see, it's on this day that our God gives us new life. And we love new life. I mean, which one of you here this morning when you see a couple bear cubs running around with their mom doesn't have a smile on your face? Which one of us this during the springtime when you have a nest in your yard, I can't wait to go in and see those baby robins or whatever is in your yard. We love new life. And for those of you who have a new puppy within your own house, maybe this spring, right? That gift of a new puppy brings you such hope and new life and new joy. We love new life. One of my favorite theologians says this, that creation was God's first Bible. And he says that before the Bible was written, people could look in, upon creation and experience the desperation that we experience in winter, but also the resurrection that we experience in spring. That if we look at creation, we can see the gift of God. But I need to say, not all the time. We struggle to see God when we experience fires in our mountains, floods and hurricanes, and dare I say, spring-winter storms. But sometimes we can look at creation and see that tremendous hope that our God has given us. I just discovered recently there's a plant called the Rose of Jericho. Maybe you know this plant. This plant was new to me about 2 months ago. It grows in the desert, and sometimes it's called the resurrection plant. It's amazing because during the dry season or droughts, this small gray plant curls its branches into itself, all the pods into itself, forming a ball that will only come out when it's moistened. And this ball can survive for years, and it basically looks like death. I mean, it looks like this plant is completely dead. I ordered some off my friend Amazon. And it is amazing. I mean, sometimes this little plant that's dead is even uprooted by the wind, so it becomes a tumbleweed and it will blow across the land, going to somewhere else. But when the rain comes, it starts to open up. It was absolutely amazing to see hour by hour this plant slowly opening up. And after maybe 8 hours, all of a sudden you can see this plant starting to turn green on the inside. It was miraculous. For those who love YouTube, you can go to YouTube and look at the resurrection plant or the plant of Jericho. There in high speed, you can see this plant opening up and turning green. Resurrection. You see, which got me thinking, because we do this as human beings as well. When life takes more than it gives upon our lives, we find ourselves like the Rose of Jericho. We slowly turn into ourselves and we only become concerned about our own little life. I mean, all of us have been there. When pain or suffering comes in, we turn into our own selves. And the beautiful thing about the Rose of Jericho is that it will only come back to life when a life source comes upon it that is outside of itself. That when the rain or the waters come from somewhere else, it brings it life. The last 3 days, our God has been curled into a ball. For 3 days, his mother, his friends, his disciples knew he was dead. And until a life source that came from outside of that tomb came and rolled away that stone and to breathe once again the breath of life into Jesus. So many of you this week, we witnessed together the burning reality and suffering as the Notre Dame Cathedral was overtaken by flames. It was a reminder for all of us that life is not static. It's ever-changing and ever-challenging. I mean, think of the moments of despair as the world saw that great cathedral being burned. And sometimes like moments like those can make us turn inward with fear and sadness. But before the fire was even out, before the smoldering timbers were finally extinguished, the world started to say what? Rebuild. Before the fire was even done, the world was saying resurrection, new life. Whatever falls, we will rebuild. And being a church geek, I couldn't help but sing the song Built on a Rock when the steeple was falling. It reads, "Built on a rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling. Crumbled have spires in every land. Bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and the old to rest, calling the souls of those distressed, longing for rest everlasting." That even when great cathedrals fall, our God still walks out of the tomb to give us hope and life. You see, we are a death and resurrection people. This is why you are here today, because you know that we are a death and a resurrection people, and today you want to feel that resurrection yet again. And Bishop Beaton of the ELCA, she said this week, that Easter makes it possible for us, even at the grave, to sing Alleluia. And that brings me hope. That even as I stood over my graves of my parents, I can still say Alleluia. And I believe that this morning that Christians will certainly gather around Notre Dame and celebrate Easter like they've done for centuries. They might not be able to go inside that building today, but I imagine all kinds of Christians standing around the outside of that great cathedral celebrating the Holy Eucharist and proclaiming that he is risen just like they've done for centuries. And that's an image of hope. That the flames and the ashes of life will not burn nor destroy our life in Jesus. You see, so often we believe that this life source that our God has given us is a long distance from us. And maybe that's why you find your way into the sanctuary this morning. Maybe you're one of those people that really feels that God is some far distant land away from you instead of being close to your own life. And I believe that this is probably the biggest reason why Jesus came into this world and went to that cross, to remove that biggest rock upon our own hearts, the rock that we believe that God is not in us and with us and beside us. So God came through Jesus, and it's recorded in Revelation. It says that God is at home among mortals, us. So if we're going to experience any kind of death today, may the death that we experience today be the death of the illusion that God is not with us. May that be the illusion that is finally put to death, because our God came and rose to give us life. You see, experiencing Easter this morning is not about a religion. It's not about being Catholic or being Lutheran or being Methodist or Episcopalian or Baptist. Easter morning is not being about more spiritual. It's not about being a part of a group that you can join. Experiencing Jesus today is about the life and the hope of the resurrected Jesus that is here now. So this next year, if you find yourself in a dry season rolling around the desert like the Rose of Jericho, or you find yourself on a rocky path in Colorado or even in Wyoming, we have plenty of stones. Or if like the cathedral, we find our life in ashes. May the life-giving grace of our God overwhelm you with such hope that you can once again open up your life like that Rose of Jericho, so that you can experience the life and the gift of creation and live in the hope that we live in eternity with those we love. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.